The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The guy that I talked to last night confirmed to me that he fully believes Charlie Strong is going to be fired the Monday after the TCU game, win or lose, and he fully believes that Tom Herman is their top priority target. Now, I do believe he wants to be here. But I said this when we talked about this when Carbot got bought by AB InBev and everybody was throwing a fit about it. You never know how you're going to react until someone pushes a $100 million check across the table at you.
We'll talk more about the Cowboys a little bit later, but I think you can make a case that right now they're the best team in football. And I think you can.
Well, you can make a case. I'd argue it.
I think they're as complete a team as anybody in football right now. And they've got the best running game. Dak Prescott just keeps getting better and better every week. And defensively, they kind of remind me of the Patriots. They're good enough. And because they can run the ball.
Neutral field, them or Pats.
Until Cowboys show me somebody can beat them, I'm taking the Cowboys.
Neutral field, them or Seahawks.
I'll take them over the Seahawks right now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And rather than reset the show, I want to jump right in because we have a very cool guest waiting on hold. Former Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of those Cowboys. Former Texas Longhorn, which we were also talking about. And now he's with MVP Vodka. He's in oil and gas, doing all kinds of stuff. He will be at the big Texas party with us on February 2nd. Roy Williams joins us. Roy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Oh, just a little sports and stuff. Appreciate you joining us. Let's talk about this party first, which you guys are partnering up with, and going to be a lot of ex-players there and celebrities and a lot of MVP Vodka. Who are you bringing with you?
Oh, man, you just got to come out here and come out there and see. They're going to keep it a surprise.
All right, so you know, like Jamal Charles, maybe give him a little taste.
Hey,
you know? So,
get your horns up. Get your horns up now. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, so how'd you get involved with MVP Vodka? What got that started?
You know, man, Deep Eddie's Vodka is a Texas-based vodka. Everybody knows about Deep Eddie's. And they sold out for, you know, a bunch of millions of dollars. So I just figured, well, why don't I just try to dabble in that right there? And, you know, BJ Johnson is my partner. You know, we were kind of surprised that MVP, the name, was actually available. So we're attacking the sports world with MVP Vodka, man. It's made out of wheat. It's Texas-based, made in Dallas. And, I mean, we're just trying to follow in behind the man, Tito's.
So you got involved in oil and gas and everything else, too. You've been pretty busy since you retired.
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's why I missed my call in at 5:15. I was out there in the field with no service. So I just finally got back into town. And talking with you guys now, I mean, oil and gas is a roller coaster, man. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. And right now, pretty bad.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about what the rumors around Charlie Strong. I know you. One of the things we talked about the first hour was what a long shadow Mac Brown cast. I mean, that stretch that you guys were a big part of for so long. That's going to be hard for anybody to duplicate. What do you think about what's going on at your old alma mater right now? And do you think Charlie Strong should get another year, or should this be it?
No, I think Coach Strong should have got another year to get the program the way that he wanted it. The one thing I don't want the University of Texas to become, you know, is the Detroit Lions. You know, keeping that revolving door open for head coaches, bringing in different recruits, trying to fit their scheme. That coach gets fired now. The new coach comes in, now those players don't fit his scheme, and you'll never win. You know, I think they just have to just stick with one guy. I think Charlie could have been that guy. I think he should still be there at least for another year, and let him do what he's done, and that's try to turn this program around. The problem with Texas people, man, we're spoiled, right? Coach Brown came in and gave us 10 wins every year, and, you know, Texas got spoiled about that. And I think Charlie's come in and done what he's had to do. You know, the wins and the W's aren't there, but I think he's cleaned up the program and getting it back to where it's supposed to go.
Roy, I was looking at the numbers today, and it took Mac Brown 9 years to lose as many games as Charlie's lost in his first three. And while I understand loyalty and program building, that's an astounding number. And the heat was on Mac after one losing season, and now we're looking at probably three consecutive losing seasons for Charlie Strong to start. I mean, I know you say you want to stick with consistency, but at what point do you say, man, we're paying this guy a lot of money and we're getting zero return on what we bought?
Well, the difference is, and what a lot of people aren't noticing, is back when we were dominant at Texas, Baylor was the bottom of – they were the doormat of the Big 12. That was a bye week for us playing against Baylor. You know, Texas A&M was still in the Big 12. Now they're in the SEC. So now if I'm a highly touted recruit, I want to go play in the SEC and get to stay in Texas, I'm going to go to Texas A&M. You know, so the venue has changed a lot in the Big 12 from where Mac and where Charlie is. So you can't compare those because now, you know, the big-time receivers, they want to go to TCU. They want to go to Baylor because those guys are spreading the ball around and throwing it. Like I said, TCU, Baylor, all that, they were the doormat of the Big 12.
Well, Kansas still is the doormat of the Big 12, and they lost to them. At what point do you say if we have another losing season under this guy, then it may – affect what happens going forward? If he does stay another year and loses again, doesn't that sort of set the program back even further?
Well, I think you look back at his recruiting class this year. I mean, I think it was in the top five, top ten, or whatever it was. I don't know when the last time Texas had one of those. You know, when Coach Brown was there, that was, you know, that was routine. That was what it's supposed to be. And then we kind of fell off a little bit, and now Coach Strong, we started getting more players. Now more players are starting to get interested and coming to university. So, like I say, man, I think they're just trying to pull the trigger too fast. I don't think Herman is the answer. That's just my opinion. The offense isn't the problem, you know. I mean, if you want to go offense, go grab the guy out of Washington State and bring him back down to Texas, old Coach Leach. That guy gets my vote. Let's score 100 points a game.
Roy Williams, our guest, former Cowboy, former UT star, and now MVP Vodka, and these guys are going to be at the party with some of his friends here on February 2nd at Silver Street. It's hosted by ESPN Culture Map and Big Fish Marketing USA, and this is going to be the Super Bowl week party, Houston's Super Bowl week party. And Roy, it's funny you mentioned that Baylor was pretty much a bye week for you guys. Some of those teams you had, everybody was a bye week. When you came in together, you and BJ and some of those guys, that was really sort of the impetus that led to everything. And what was it like playing with that kind of talent and basically walking into a stadium knowing you're going to beat the crap out of most of these teams?
Oh, man, it was crazy, right? Because, you know, BJ was the number one receiver. I believe I was number three. Sloan was number five. We're all on the same team. You know, it just made you better. You know, then you get guys like Quentin Jammer, Rod Babers, Nathan Vasher, Michael Huff. You're going against these guys every day making yourself better. And, you know, we were just dominant, man. I really do wish that in 2001 that we did not lose in that Big 12 championship game and got to play against the University of Miami, who they consider the greatest college team ever. You know, I think our team was pretty high up there as well. We dropped the ball on that one. And, but, man, those guys are playmakers, you know. And I love the University of Texas. I mean, I bleed orange. I throw the horns up every time I score. You know, I just – where are my playmakers at? You know, where are my playmakers at the university? Where are my receivers? Where can I break a hitch and go 80 yards? You know, I get Big Freeman. That's a big load. He did what he has to do. But I'm talking about my wideouts. My wideouts got to step up and make big plays. Big plays all day, all night.
As somebody used to play – a lot of guys are really highly regarded recruits, but so much of it has to be development. And there were a lot of guys that were good recruits that just haven't developed. At what point is that, you know, is that on a coaching, or did they just kind of get the wrong kids that everybody thought were going to be great and they just never got any better after they left high school?
Yeah, I tell people I make that like the same as the NFL draft. you know, you think you got somebody good at this number two pick, and he gets into the league and he's not what you thought he was for whatever reason. And the same thing, if you get this blue chip, you know, five-star recruit, I mean, who doesn't really pan out? Why? Who knows? You know, maybe he's homesick. Maybe it's just not for him. Maybe he's burnt out on football, where you get this two-star recruit that goes to, you know, Texas A&M for whatever reason, and he just turns out to be, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner, kind of like Manziel, three-star athlete. You know, he wasn't big-time coming out of high school. He's a three-star athlete and ends up winning the Heisman. So it's just kind of, you know, I wouldn't say it's all on coaching. It's about the players. You know, who wants to be the man? Who wants to step up? Who wants to be considered one of the best? That was my mindset, is I want to be the best receiver in college football.
That's Roy Williams. He will be with us February 2nd at Silver Street, hosted by ESPN Culture Map and Big Fish Marketing USA. It is the Big Texas Party with MVP Vodka. We're going to have vodka, celebrities, barbecue, everything. Just go to the Big Texas Party online. Tickets are available. Roy, appreciate you spending some time with us, and look forward to seeing you at the big party, my man.
Man, I really do appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, that's Roy Williams. So that was...
I've known Roy for a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking you guys go way back, right?
Yeah.
So he had some moments in the NFL, but never quite became...
Never became what he was expected to be, but you could also argue never... I mean, he... Much like we talk about Andre Johnson, never really had the quarterback that you need to become a great receiver. But he was a good player for a long time, for sure.
Yeah, and doing real well for himself now.
Yep. That recruiting class, that B.J. Johnson, Sloan Thomas, and Roy Williams class, that's what got Chris Sims to the University of Texas.
Yep.
And I know that always caused up a lot of controversy, should he have started over Applewhite. But that opened the door to out-of-state recruiting in Texas, which had not been – I mean, Texas used to not recruit out of state.
Right.
They would have a whole team full of Texas players. And then they started to get guys like Chris Sims. They got guys like Casey Studdard, you know, and they started to open that door and get some guys from out of state. And they didn't always take guys from out of state, but Jordan Hicks is another one who's been, you know, in the NFL now. But it opened that door to get some big-time five-star type players from out of state that they never gotten before.
Yeah, I think that the Sims one in particular –
It changed the whole recruiting ways.
And to this day, I think, Major was a better college quarterback, and they probably would have been better off keeping him there. But I don't know that they get enough of that talent to win a national championship if Chris Sims isn't out there playing. So
I'm with you.
All right.
Oh, Fred, you know what time it is?
Time to get drunk.
It's almost time for the holidays.
Oh.
And, you know, sometimes you've got that guy in your life who's hard to shop for, but you know he likes to drink. And you could do the easy thing, and you could just get him a bottle again, but you did that last year and the year before and the year before. Step your game up. Get him one of these personalized, customized barrels from Deep South Barrels. It's really an amazing thing. It basically expedites the process of creating a smooth spirit. It removes the impurities from house liquor. The oak wood soaks up those impurities. And in 28 days, it basically turns garbage booze into something amazing. They're located locally right here in Pearland, Texas. Good people to deal with. You can take plastic bottle liquor and age it into your favorite scotches and whiskeys. It really is unbelievable. If you've got someone who's hard to shop for on your gift list this holiday season, Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com is a good place to start. Deepsouthbarrels.com, promo code Hoffman, you'll save 10% off your entire order when you use that promo code. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. Ain't no mercy, got that purple Lamborghini lurking.
Rosé, so she know that. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Reset the show now since we jumped right in there with Roy Williams. But if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Also at Producer Mike 975.
filling in for Jong, who will hopefully be back tomorrow. Missed the first 2 hours. You missed a little Cowboy talk. Missed a little football talk. A little bit about the Texans and a lot about the situation at UT. So all good stuff on podcastarena.com. Feel free to go check it out. A couple of quick things to bring up. Wide receiver Will Fuller, defensive tackle Vince Wilfork, and linebacker Brian Peters all active for the Texans tonight against Oakland. And one other thing, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Soccer Matters. Bet you Glenn Davis talks just a little bit about Jurgen Klinsmann getting the axe today.
Yeah. Maybe Charlie Strong could coach that team. No?
I don't think they've played.
Can Jurgen Klinsmann coach Texas?
No. Well, neither one of them play defense. They have that in common. So I don't think the U.S. men's national team lost to Kansas, though.
No, they didn't.
So that's a big difference.
That would be weird.
Hey, can we spend a couple minutes on that Ward Kovalev fight Saturday night?
Yeah, I can. Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay.
I spent the $69.
I'm not one to complain about bad scoring because I thought the fight was close. I had 7 rounds Kovalev, 5 rounds Ward.
Well, that makes you me with, and yeah.
with a Kovalev knockdown, which for me, that means Kovalev won the fight. But for three different judges to have it 7-5 the other way, and that's enough to overcome the knockdown? Or I guess it was 8-4 in some cases, huh?
Well, I guess it would have had to been. I'm sorry. I had it scored the same way you did.
And this is from someone who I was fully convinced, even though I wanted Kovalev to win, because I just enjoy watching Kovalev fight more than I like watching Andre Ward fight. I appreciate what Andre Ward does. It's just not... It's not my favorite thing to watch, is all. I thought there was almost no chance that Kovalev would win the fight. I was pretty certain that Ward would win. Even though it's not what I wanted to happen, it's what I had kind of resigned myself to. And they came out early, and when he dropped him in that second round, and you could tell, like the whole reason I thought Ward would win was I didn't know if Kovalev would be able to hit him. And that's what Andre Ward, through his career, has been very hard to hit.
Yeah.
Not only was Sergey hitting him, he was hurting him with everything he landed.
And that, to me, was a key difference, is the more I watched it, he was hurting Ward when he hit him. Ward was not hurting Kovalev.
If you look at the CompuBox and it says, well, Ward landed more punches, he did. If you watch the fight, Andre Ward landed punches that Kovalev walked through. Kovalev landed punches that Andre Ward had never felt before. And not only did it drop him once, but more than once, it stumbled him and stunned him. In my mind, that's how you win. If it's close, one guy was clearly doing more damage. And really, now I will say kudos to Andre Ward for coming back, because I thought he lost the first 6 rounds. I thought and he'd been knocked down. To me, it looked like the fight was going to be over.
Yeah.
And he fought back, and then I thought he won.
And had some good rounds.
Yeah, I thought he won the 7th, 8th, 9th rounds. I thought the 10th round was maybe a coin toss round. I thought Ward won the 11th, and I gave the 12th to Kovalev. And judges didn't see it that way. So for them all to see it, in fact, 7-5 for Ward, and then it's a 114-113 was a bit surprising, but that's...
Yeah,
that's boxing. They'll have a huge rematch that'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'll pay for it again because I enjoyed the fight.
I'd watch that fight again.
I found it interesting because Harold Letterman agreed with you, and I had it the same way. I thought it was close enough. There were a couple rounds that were close enough that if you wanted to give them to Ward, okay. But I also thought, well, those are close enough to give to Kovalev too. So I didn't like the decision, but... And I think Ward looked surprised as hell when he heard he won. And I hope that and they were saying right after the fight, like, well, three American judges. I hope that had nothing to do with it. But I was a little
I was put off by the decision. I feel like for all three guys to see it that way, well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because you and I and Letterman saw it one way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as bad as the fight right before it where that Perez guy beat the crap out of Hooker and it's a draw. And you're just looking at that going, how the hell do they score it like that?
Now, it was frustrating, but that's fight sports. If you don't finish, this is...
Yeah, if it winds up in somebody else's hands.
Who's walking by yelling, Michael?
I believe that was Will.
Does Will know we're doing a professional broadcast in here?
Probably not.
You want to fill him in on that?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
But yeah, it sometimes if you don't finish, it doesn't work out. So it's Kovalev knows that. He did everything he could to finish, couldn't finish, but I was impressed by him.
And hey, I like both fighters a lot. And Andre Ward, who we've probably interviewed 10 times now, good dude, damn good fighter. Kovalev's a lot of fun to watch. I'll pay to watch that again.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted out of me. They got a sucker who'll pay another. Hell, I'd pay $100 to see that fight again.
Kovalev is worth watching. I mean, that's what I believe because I love guys who go in there and want to knock people out.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And that guy can take a punch because Ward landed some shots and he just... It didn't faze him.
Yep.
So grab Tony real quick. Tony in Pasadena.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing sports.
Good. I wanted to ask about this upcoming fight with Fedor and Matt Mitrione and how you see that going. And I have a completely unrelated question regarding Conor McGregor. Does Dana White and Vince McMahon have some kind of weird business relationship? Because from what I understand, McGregor might have a little appearance in WrestleMania coming up. Just wanted to see what your thoughts were.
Yeah, that was actually part of the deal, I think, when they were going to have some sort of presence because when they used Brock Lesnar for UFC 200, they made some sort of a deal for promotional stuff. I'm not really sure. And they were running WrestleMania commercials and things like that. So yeah, I wouldn't be. I don't know much about it because I don't watch pro wrestling. But if that is the case, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I was surprised last night to find out that Goldberg was wrestling.
Isn't he 75 years old?
He's very old, and not only did he wrestle, but apparently last night he defeated Brock Lesnar in a match.
Really?
Which I find to be egregious. I can't believe that would really happen, especially at Bill Goldberg's advanced age. I mean, that's. Let's be serious.
Yeah, I was reading a bunch of websites this morning, and everybody was losing their bleep over that. So, it's like, okay, this is an unbelievable story. All right. It happens. I'm going to tell you a believable story.
Oh, and he asked about Fedor and Matt Mitrione. Man, I love Fedor. He's my favorite fighter of ever. I don't know what he'll do against Mitrione just because he's not what he once was. He's never been a true heavyweight, and Mitrione is a legit athlete. It's going to be tough. I'd pick Fedor, but I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. Sorry.
Is that a fight you're interested in watching?
Oh, just of course, because it's Fedor? Yeah, I'll watch every one of his fights. I'll still cry when he loses, and it never changed.
What percentage of him is he at now compared to what he was at his best?
At his best, he's probably half what he used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me,
it happened fast too.
This dude was basically a short middleweight who fought at heavyweight and beat everybody convincingly. I mean, he was the best. He was the best fighter I'd ever seen at that time. And now it's hard to say because the game has changed. But at the time when Fedor was at his prime, he was unquestioned the best fighter in the world.
All right, I'm going to tell you about the best donation in the world, and that's going to go to Houston Can Academies. This is how you can do it. Houston Can Academies is a terrific place that takes in kids that have had to drop out of other schools, and they don't know what to do. Well, Houston Can Academy works with them. These are good kids. They drop out for a variety of reasons. Some of them have bad family situations. Some of them have to get a job to support their families. Well, Houston Can Academies takes them in, works around whatever that problem is, and gives them a second chance. And if you think about that for a minute, there's a lot of kids there that would have never had any opportunity in life if not for Houston Can Academies. And so many of them get through, and they do great things, and they go on to college, and they go on and get great jobs, and they support their families, and they just become, they get all these opportunities they never would have gotten without Houston Can Academies. And you can help. They need your donation more than ever. And by your donation, just a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, doesn't matter if it's running. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. So that's a great thing to have here at the end of the year. Get a nice tax deduction. You can get rid of that clunker that's taking up space in the garage. Maybe you were going to trade it in. Man, get that tax deduction. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And, guys, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. I'm talking to you, Bridge City and Vider and Beaumont and all those places I drove past the other day. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in before the end of the show, Texans Raiders tonight. I think for the Texans to win, got to be a very similar, well, pretty much what they've done all year. They got to be able to run the football, not turn it over, get a turnover or two on defense. And I think if they're going to win, it's going to be a 17-13 type of game or a 20-13 type of game. I'd rather see, this is going to sound weird, I'd rather see them lose a 38-35 shootout than win 17-13. So I know that they can score that many points at some point this season.
I don't see them scoring 38 points. Are you crazy?
No, I said 35. I said
38-35. You'd rather see them lose a game like that?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because I'd like to be able to see that offense show me that capability that it could get in a shootout and do something. And the reality, because long term, they're going to have to win a game that way. You can't win every game 17-13. It's just not going to work. Yeah. But having Vince Wilfork will help. That's a big body against that offensive line. And maybe Will Fuller will actually do something. I just want to see a 75-yard field goal.
You might see one with Jano.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The good thing is Nick Novak will be able to actually get a touchback if he wants
to. That's true.
So there are positives to this.
Yeah. Kicking, not a great week for kicking in the NFL.
No.
Pretty embarrassing.
Record number of missed extra points.
Dude, we haven't even had time to get into this thing with the Rangers. Did you read about the...
I did.
Did you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
A little bit.
I don't know how to tell this story without putting too much pressure on Michael Carroll in there. I'll try and tiptoe around the facts here.
Do the best you can.
The Rangers, the Texas Rangers, are investigating an incident in which 8 of their prospects are being questioned by police after a Snapchat video surfaced of the players allegedly sexually assaulting an underage teammate in a, quote, hazing incident. Now, here's where it gets weird. Well, two of the guys included, Yoel Pozo and Rougned Odor, not the Rougned Odor that currently plays second base for them, but his younger brother who has the same name, which is weird.
Very strange.
They're two of the ones that could face charges. The incident took place at the end of October, and there are basically, it shows the victim, and I'm putting quote fingers, the victim here, laying on a bed with his arms held back and his legs pinned down. And when you think sexually assaulted, you think like they would have been, you know, sticking a baseball bat somewhere it shouldn't go or
right.
Something.
Even a fungo bat.
They were giving him hand pleasure. I don't know if... Maybe because it's foreign, they're not familiar with how hazing works. But if the other guy, like the guy you're teaching, you know, this is like your way of showing him who the boss is, and you're giving him the old tug, that's not really the best way of showing him who's in charge. Like that's not how it works in prison. Like when you show up at prison and you're the new bitch, like, you know, big boy from cell block C-22, he doesn't come in and hold you down and then provide you with pleasure. It goes the other way around. He forces you to give him the pleasure.
That's how it's worked in every prison movie I've ever seen.
That's baseball for you, though. They would do something. Like, yeah. Baseball is the weirdest.
Is this the unwritten rule of hazing?
I guess so. And I don't mean to make lightly of, quote, sexual assault. But I will say that's the kind of sexual assault I'm looking to have happen to me, if given the right circumstance. And how do you, if you're being assaulted in such a manner, like if it's so awful that you consider it assault, how do you maintain a powerful during that? And it's 10 seconds. I don't know if, I haven't seen the video. I don't know if there's completion in the video. If there is, to me, it's more of a, reason not to consider it an assault, but I don't know. I'm not well versed in these things, but I do think it's a bit of a backwards thing. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre story, but yeah, I haven't seen the video either. Is there a money shot? Is that what you're asking?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay,
but basically, yeah. I don't know. It's 10 seconds. If it is, then that guy's really fast. But he's apparently underage, which means he's like 16, 17 years old. You know, whoops. Sometimes when you're that age, it comes on fast, you know? So if it's the first time you've ever been pinned to a bed and tugged on, maybe you finish faster than someone who's an expert at that. You know? I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
You ever been assaulted that way?
I have not.
Michael Carroll?
No.
No one's ever pinned you down and
no.
Given you hand relief, huh?
No, that's not happened.
Guess we're unlucky or lucky. I guess now we're lucky. It changes all the time. Like you think, like all this time I've gone through life thinking, how awesome would it be if that happened? And then now I've come to find out.
Not awesome.
That's assault. I've always wanted the kind of assault that ends with me, you know.
You don't want a guy doing it.
No, not really.
Yeah, see, there's the hole in your story there. That's the flaw right there.
So what do you do? Close your eyes? Pretend?
Well, I guess.
I don't know. All that being said, it's the worst hazing ever.
Yeah, it is.
You don't know how to haze properly in the Dominican Republic. That's unbelievable. An unbelievable failure.
Maybe that's a Dominican tradition.
It can't be. I hope it's not. I hope it's not. But either way, I hope that guy recovers fully.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I don't know. I mean, but I guess it's a pretty serious deal. I mean, if they're being told to stay in the country, some of these guys, like this is there's no nonsense there, so.
Maybe they were just working on how they were going to grip the bat.
Maybe so.
Maybe they put pine tar on it.
No, that would be assault.
Okay. Maybe they needed to grease up the glove.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm just speculating here. Disco Biscuit says to think truckers have been paying $15 to get hazed
right?
All these years.
All this time.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Guys are going to those booths with the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Paying for that. And, you know, here all you need to do is be a baseball player.
Yeah. In the Dominican.
Yeah.
With some kind of odor.
This makes me want to take my kid out of baseball.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Harry's and how much easier my life has been since I've started using Harry's razors. The ones I had before were fantastic. The ones I have now are even better. And the great thing about Harry's is big razor companies, they make a small change and they come out with the newest version. They raise their prices, which are already too high. Well, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging. And they made their razors even better, and they kept the prices exactly the same. And Harry's is convenient because they're going to send it to you. And they've got these new five-blade razors that have a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a textured handle for more control. It just, they work really, really well. And they make it easy on you because they're going to send them to you. They're going to give you a plan. And you don't have to worry about running to a store where you're going to pay, oh, $4 or more for a blade. Well, just $2 per blade at Harry's. And that's with more and new improved blades. They're so confident in the quality, they're going to send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. And you'll get your free trial set when you subscribe. You just pay $3 for shipping. And I guarantee you, once you give them a try, you're never going to go back. How about this? Special offer just for the Blitzers. Enter code BLITZ at checkout, and you'll get a post-shave balm for free with your order. So all you have to do, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5. Damaris Barbecue and ESPN 97.5 proudly present the Texas A&M Coaches Show with Kevin Sumlin, Tuesday nights at 7. Also, be sure to tune in every Thursday at noon as Coach Sumlin joins John and Sean on Unfiltered to get you up to date on the Aggies.
Oh, nice hit. Speaking of nice hits, how'd you know they were going to win the game by 2 touchdowns?
The same way I knew that Cincinnati, New York would stay under the total last week.
Sam Katz. I heard about him on national radio. The man is ridiculous. 5-time champion, 20 years in the business. He's 17-5 since I've started and 6-0 on his top plays.
I got to talk to this guy.
That's the best part. You can get his Monday night game of the year absolutely free on a recorded message without having to speak to anyone. Just call 1-800-679-4455.
So I can call right now and get his Monday night game of the year absolutely free.
Yep, absolutely free. I just called right now and got the winner of Houston Oakland on the recorded message.
So what's the catch?
No catch. There's no salesman, no hassles, just winners on a recorded message.
So I just call 800-679-4455 and I get his Monday night game of the year free.
Listen, he's never lost his Monday night game of the year and it's on the recorded message right now. 800-679-4455. That's 800-679-4455.
Hey, Houston, the big game is coming, but what about the parties?
I like to have a party. I know how to party.
ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map have united to throw the big Texas party.
Let's party!
Thursday, February 2nd at Silver Street Studios, and we at Gal Media are excited.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman here. Come join me at the Big Texas Party on February 2nd.
Hey, Sean Salisbury here. Come join me at the Big Texas Party.
Joel Blank here. I'm going to be at the Big Texas Party. I hope you are too.
John Granato here. Where will I be on February 2nd? The only place to be, the Big Texas Party, of course.
Hey, it's Raheel. I'm going to the best party, and that's THE Big Texas Party.
Buy your tickets at TheBigTexasParty.com. If you buy your tickets early, you can get $75 off. Celebrate the big game with Gal Media at The Big Texas Party.
Traditions are everything. Raheel Ramzanali here. Let's start a new tradition this Thanksgiving and let Sawgrass do the cooking this Thanksgiving. Featuring certified Angus beef steak, seafood, and chicken selections, this menu is fantastic. And yes, you can finish with homemade pumpkin cheesecake, my favorite dessert. Make your reservations today. Go to sawgrass.com to find your location and hours. Start a new tradition this Thanksgiving at Sawgrass. That's Sawgrass Steakhouse.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 610 the West Loop southbound at San Felipe. Crews are trying to clear this accident out of a couple of right lanes, and that's why traffic's crawling from around Ella. There's also an accident on the West Sam Houston Tollway northbound at Clay. But now 59 the Southwest Freeway northbound at Wesleyan. There is a big accident reported down on the feeder road. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Man Centers. Changing the men's health conversation, women have OB-GYNs, men trust Man Centers.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Remember, if you're pulled over, you're accused of DWI, that doesn't necessarily mean that you were driving drunk. Those police breath test machines, the police blood test machines, they use faulty science, and they are designed for you to fail. And if you've got the wrong lawyer, that might just be what you take it at. You're going to say, well, I failed the test. I've got to plead guilty now. Hope the judge goes easy on me. That's not necessarily the case. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist, and he's right here in Houston. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about the police blood tests and the police breath tests and the faulty science behind them. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's experienced in defending you in a trial setting, not just pleading guilty and hoping the judge goes easy on you. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. It's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness about men's health, such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and more. Make a donation today and help ESPN 97.5, the Boardroom Salon for Men and Man Centers, change the face of men's health. Log on to ESPN975.com, go to our Movember page, and support AJ Hoffman.
Thank you. How's my mustache look?
Looking good. Looking good.
I think it looks vile, but.
No,
looks good.
Michael, any update on you with your lady? Are you guys going to tie the knot soon? Where are we at?
Soon, but it is definitely on the horizon.
Has there been discussions of it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But you haven't bought a ring yet?
No.
You saving up?
Saving.
Yeah. You guys you know.
Well, we gotta get the ring and then the whole thing.
So you're still holding out? You're
still
waiting?
Still holding out.
Man.
I know.
How often do you masturbate, if you don't mind my asking? Pretty regularly?
When you eventually just have to, you know what I'm saying?
Like once you start to feel like some pains?
You know, yeah, you know, you got to do.
Once a week, probably?
Yeah.
But you don't use porno, huh?
No,
yeah,
no.
You're not a porno guy.
No, not a big porno guy.
You just use your imagination?
See, that sounds weird if I say it like that. I don't know.
I mean, what do you think about? What's your go-to?
I feel like it just happens for me, you know?
It's you just think about, I need to make this happen. And
boom.
Boom, it happens.
Yeah, it just happens.
That's fair. I mean, sometimes you got to do that.
That's pretty much how you wake up in the morning, right?
That's pretty much every day for me. Yeah. I've got to make this happen. But
doesn't take much creative thought.
What do you think the over-under is the first time you have sex, how long it will last?
Man.
I'm talking about from, not talking about the whole
not scene, the whole, like,
not
yeah.
like undressing her and all that. I'm talking about from the time you penetrate to the time you roll over in a heap.
Hopefully longer than a minute.
But what, like that? If I said over under a minute, would you set your expectations at over?
I would.
Do you plan to masturbate the night before your wedding?
I didn't think about that.
I think you should probably masturbate before the wedding ceremony.
Thought. Yeah,
that's a good thought, though.
Yeah,
a couple hours before, like actual.
That way, you
time.
Make it. You know, yeah.
Yeah, because by the time you get through the ceremony and the reception, you'll be good to go, but not like.
Yeah, like
the 5-day buildup, good
like
to go.
Boom, where, 5 seconds in, you know, yeah.
Because then your wife might be disappointed.
Then she's like, "What? Why?
Yeah. What? This was the big buildup for
this? Yeah, this was a big buildup. Man, it's basically like another single.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to, you got to make things right. Got to make things right, Jong. Well, I wish you luck. Or Jong.
Jong.
Yeah. I'm so used to talking about Jong. Jong's, he's past that now.
Yeah.
He's finally moved on to penetration, but. our man Michael is right behind him, I think. So
I don't want to be right behind him, but okay.
But I mean, I'm glad your relationship's going well. I'm glad it's still on the
right good.
Track.
That's good. Yeah.
And that's you know what? You're a good dude. Very different approach than some of us, which is okay.
Than all of us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Than all
we're,
of
we're,
us.
We're
yeah.
kind of you know we're degenerates. We're different, but that's all right.
It is all right.
We need some good people like you out there.
At least a couple.
And if that's the best thing for you, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it is. You guys are doing great.
You want to do a dumbass report?
Yeah, we could do a dumbass report.
You have the music for that, Michael, or did Jong prepare you? Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Two elementary school students in Chicago were caught on camera fighting, which that happens sometimes. Kids fight at school.
Yeah,
little kids even. These are fifth and sixth grade boys who happen to be friends. But that's not the most disturbing thing about this video, which, by the way, lasts 3 minutes. There was an adult supervisor encouraging them to fight. So it's basically a kid fight club.
Yeah, there have been a few of those stories.
The supervisor reminds them to make sure they're still friends after the fight. The boys weren't injured, but both were traumatized. In fact, one parent says her son suffered a panic attack after the fight and had to be rushed to the hospital.
Got his ass kicked, didn't he?
School officials sent a letter home to parents saying the person involved was not an employee and is no longer supervising after school activities. How's that happen? Someone who's not an employee is watching your kids at a school. That wouldn't make me feel good about sending my kids to that school.
No.
The parents are hoping that the guy does face charges, but so far none have been filed. I guess we're running short on time. I got one more good one here, though.
Oh, you're good.
A man in Yokohama was arrested on Monday.
Is that in Australia?
No, that's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was at a job interview. Maybe not going that well. But he says, I wanted to work for that company. But since I haven't got a job, I needed money. So what did he do? This is Shogo Takeda. He's 24 years old.
Go get him, Shogo.
Shogo stole a wallet from the president of the company that had 50,000 yen in it.
That's like, what, $12?
I don't even know. Police believe he took advantage of easy access to the bag when the president briefly left the room. After the interview, the president noticed the wallet had disappeared and reported the incident, speculating that Takeda could have taken it. The president said that only he and Takeda were in the office during the interview. Takeda, of course, had included his contact details, including his address and phone number, when he submitted his resume. He did not contact the company to learn about the results of the interview. I can't imagine why. For some reason, the story doesn't give the ending where it says whether or not he got the job. I'm
going to guess no.
Seems like a no, but crazier things have happened,
you
know, right?
You might have found him resourceful.
You could be singing, you know what? This guy's got balls. Guts. You know, some guys like to hire you based on guts.
And as long as I don't have my wallet around me, might not be a bad guy to have.
Yeah. And I got one more quick
one. Of course, if it was a pickpocket job, then...
I don't want to make anybody too angry about politics, but I did think this was funny. Did you see all the Hamilton, Mike Pence stuff? Which, by the way, if you basically campaign your entire political career against gay rights and you go to Broadway, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. People aren't going to be... And really, I thought the cast was really respectful, and Mike Pence said that he wasn't offended by it. But, of course, it made a big deal. And when Trump supporters expressed disdain for the cast action, they accidentally tagged Hamilton Theater Inc. instead of Hamilton the Musical, and went after them really hard. Went after the city of Hamilton really hard.
Oh, geez.
Twitter mistakes, misplaced anger towards anything named Hamilton whatsoever. Which, by the way, boycott Hamilton is the best thing that ever happened to theatergoers, because you can't get a ticket to that show in New York City. So. Yeah,
it's like sold out through 2017.
Yeah, so everybody who's like, I'm not going now, there's people there thanking you. They appreciate that. Those people that are waiting on that waiting list.
Yeah, sell your ticket.
Yeah.
Like, good plan.
That's the way to go. All right. And that's your dumbass report, guys.
All right. Well, tomorrow we will be out at the Saltgrass in Sugarland, 59 and 99. That's a lot of nines. But that's where we will be, and Quentin Demps will be joining us in the final hour. Right now, tell you what, guys, this is a really, really cool company, SlashMyPayments.com, that helps you reduce your car loan. Dealers make most of their profit just on your loan by marking up your rate. And they'll mark it up sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. So that's $2,000 to $3,000 in interest that you're paying on your loan. That's pure dealer profit. That money should go to you. Here's what they've done recently. They dropped one rate from 9.09% to 3.74%. How about a payment $110 per month less? And another one for $43 per month.
If you have a rate of 3% or higher, you really should apply because they can do this for you.
Yeah, you deserve a certain rate, and the dealer's not giving you that. You can still get it, guys. You've worked hard for your credit score. Take advantage of that. You refinance your current auto loan, slashmypayments.com. It's simple and easy. It takes just a couple minutes to apply. www.slashmypayments.com. Enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com. Get started today.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.